November 13, 2023, regular board meeting at the Hamilton Township High School Auditorium, 6 p.m. Roll call.
Mr. Schutte.
Here.
Mrs. Clark.
Here.
Mrs. Isaac.
Here.
Mr. Dahmer.
Here.
Mr. Ober.
Here. Pledge allegiance to the flag. Pledge allegiance to the flag.
United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Need a motion to accept the agenda?
So moved. Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Schutte.
Yes.
Mrs. Clark.
Yes.
Mrs. Isaac.
Yes.
Mr. Dahmer.
Yes.
Mr. Ober.
Yes. We have some recognitions tonight.
We do, sir. Have a recognition and a presentation this evening. We'll start with our recognition. We're going to honor our fall athletes, and I'd like to invite up Mr. Thompson, our athletic director, to the podium.
Tyler, Board of Education. Thank you all for attending tonight's recognition. We're here to celebrate our student athletes. We have student athletes who are celebrating one for receiving first team all league and all academic. Both are equally important as they are student athletes. We've had a lot of success this year on the field and the court, and we're very excited to celebrate them here today, tonight. We have great kids, and we appreciate everything they do. We have a good turnout here tonight to represent their sports teams and their coaches. I'm going to allow the coaches to speak about their individual teams and programs and introduce their student athletes. Again, we just want to recognize them for the accomplishments that they truly deserve to be recognized for. So I'm going to start out with our cross-country coach, Tim Willard.
Good evening. If you don't know me, I am Coach Willard. This is my first year as the cross-country coach here at Hamilton Township High School. Been with the district for 10 years now. I just wanted to take a moment to talk about my cross-country program and how successful we were this year. Starting with the boys' side, in the Mid-State League, we got 5th out of 8 teams. The guys ran a cumulative time of the second fastest time in school history, so we're getting faster as the years progress. Caleb Martin and Kyan Spencer both ran top 20 high school times, and both ran and earned second team all Mid-State League. I do have five of my whole 7 boys are academic Mid-State League runners, including Caleb Martin, Kyan Spencer, Connor Jardine, Michael Mignana, and Kaden Spencer. On the girls' side, we got 7th out of 8 teams in the Mid-State League, ran the fastest cumulative time between my top 5 girls in school history, so we have the fastest time on the girls' side ever in our school program. Miley Thompson earned honorable mention in the Mid-State League, and 2 of my girls are academic Mid-State, including Brooklyn Monk and Jocelyn DeLong. Very excited for what we're going to be running in the upcoming years. Thank you.
Jordan Farsing.
Thank you guys all for coming tonight. I'm going to talk briefly about the football cheerleading season, and then I will recognize the ladies that we have here tonight representing us. The season has looked a lot different for these girls this year. However, you would never know. They persevered through all of the hard things that they had to deal with to ultimately have an awesome season, a season that's not over for the majority of them, but they've done great. The ladies that we're recognizing tonight, something kind of special about them. They are not just academic all week. These girls are in multiple sports, multiple programs, some of them cheering competitively or doing soccer in tons and tons and tons of clubs throughout the school. These girls aren't coming to cheerleading practice, going home and doing their homework and getting straight A's. These girls are coming from soccer to cheerleading, going from cheerleading to all-star, going from cheerleading to a club or whatever it takes, and they're still, you know, getting such great grades, which I think says a lot about who they are as student athletes. So if my student athletes could stand up for me. Kenley Neff, Rylan Pickens, Alexia Conrad, Riley DeLong, and Addison Shear. Thank you, ladies. Now introducing Coach Katie Forrest.
Hi, everyone. Thank you so much to Superintendent Tyler and the board for having us and honoring our fall athletes. I mean, all of these athletes have worked tremendously hard throughout the season, so it's such a nice honor to have them all here tonight. Our program this year, we really focused on leadership and locker room culture and also program development. Our high school players worked all summer with 100 kindergarten through 8th grade students at our summer camp. They also worked with 85 kindergarten through 6th graders at our fall clinics, and we hosted a youth night honoring them. We also held a successful Volley for the Cure event again and had great community involvement and support. So we had a really great season of program development and culture. I do want to speak about our three athletes who are here. So I'm going to have them stand one at a time. First up, I'm going to have Gabrielle Wittenberg. Gabby, will you stand up, please? Gabby is our senior captain. She earned Mid-State League Defensive Player of the Year, Mid-State League First Team, Second Team Central District, and she was honored last night by playing in the All-Star Game at the Central District Senior Game. Gabby also entered our 1,000 Ranger Club with 1,000 digs this season and actually broke the school career record for most digs with 1,183 digs. So, congratulations. Next up, we have sophomore Alexis Wooten. You'll stand, please. Team honors. She also earned Mid-State League Academic Honors. She was a Central District Honorable Mention, entered our 1,000 Ranger Club 2 as a sophomore, which is really hard to do, with 1,093 assists. So congratulations, Alexis. And last but not least, senior Haley Harrington. Go ahead and stand up, please. She's always been our front row player, but she jumped into the back row when we had some injuries and just really crushed it and did a great job defensively for us too. She earned Mid-State League Honorable Mention and also earned Mid-State League Academic Honors. So. Next up is Jose Cruz, head coach for girls soccer. Oh.
Can we get the Coach Chapman trophy?
Can I skip him? Okay, get it. Coach Chapman, tennis. I lied, I'm going to steal it really quickly. I forgot to mention Olivia Taylor was also one of our all-academic.
Good evening. I'd first like to thank the board and the administration for allowing me the opportunity to coach. I was Mark Chapman. I was the girls' tennis coach this year. It's my first year coaching. I'd also like to say thank you to Kayma Neff, who volunteered her time this year to be my assistant and help out in a lot of areas. Much appreciated. We started the season with five girls. And played our first match with five. You got to have seven to have a varsity team. We lost one to transfer, and then did some quick recruiting when the school year started. Ended up with seven and finished the season with seven. and really were able to develop a lot of skills over the course of the season. We had Franklin Heights come to our place early in the season. They beat us 5-0, and then later in the season we went to their place, one of our last matches, and we were able to pull out a nice 3-2 win against them, so that was probably the highlight of our season. I have four girls that earned all academic honors, and so I'd like to recognize them today. Rakiba Ugalana. I had junior Mai Kyla Dean. And then my two captains, sophomore Kinley Neff. She was running late, senior Lunar Young. I don't know if she made the name. Really proud of these girls. They've already started their recruiting process, and we've got our numbers going up already. So it's exciting to see, and I look forward to next year. Thank you. Next up, girls soccer, Jose Cruz.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Jose Cruz. I'm the high school girls soccer head coach. The girls soccer team had a great competitive year. Our varsity girls soccer team went 12-5-1 this season. They set a new school record for the most wins in the season, hosted a state tournament match in which they defeated Jonathan Alder, and they most definitely set a new standard for future seasons. They went above and beyond, not just on the field, but off of it as well. When the opportunity came to help support a former Ranger, Kara Morbitzer, in her fight against breast cancer, they did not hesitate. The girls came together and used some of the seven habits from our Leader in Need program. They put first things first. They showed that competitors and rivals can come together for the sake of what really matters, life. They got together as a team, designed and made their own jersey to support Groveport's Kick for a Cause. For their own Kick for a Cause match, they thought win-win. The girls created a video to highlight their mission to support the Ronald McDonald House of Central Ohio. They got the school involved in donations and a tunnel for all the youth in attendance that night, and got the 3-1 win against Tree of Life at Ranger Stadium. Our high school girls soccer team is challenged to begin with the end in mind, to think beyond high school and to use the sport as a learning opportunity to prepare for life after it. They are put in positions and are given opportunities to be leaders. As they can attest, it is not always an easy path, but it does provide for valuable experiences and rewards. Being recognized tonight are some of our all academic and all league players. As I call your name, please stand up to be recognized. They are listed in alphabetical order by last name. Alexia Conrad. All academic. Maria Crawford. Sophomore, all academic. Kamaya Cruz. Junior, first team all league and second team all district. Natalia Cruz Sosa. Sophomore, captain, all league academic, first team all league, first team all district, and Hamilton Township's new career record holder in goals and assists. She has 43 goals and 29 assists. Riley DeLong. Captain, All-League Academic and All-League Honorable Mention. Keely Krivicic. Freshman, All-League Academic. Sadie Oram. Sophomore, All-League Academic and Second Team All-League. Olivia Vance. Freshman, All-League Academic. Lauren White. Senior, captain, all-league academic, and all-league honorable mention. Thank you. Up next, we have our boys soccer team.
members of the board, Superintendent Tyler, I just want to echo what a couple of the other coaches have said. Thank you guys for allowing us an opportunity to recognize all of our fall athletes. The first people that I'm going to start with are athletes that are being recognized as all academic performers. So we will go through the roster here. Alessandro Castro, senior soccer player. Nick Tuff, a member of the academic all-league team, as well as a second team all-league performer. Tyler Duska, freshman, member of the academic all-league team. And Andrew Duska, senior captain, member of the academic all-league team as well. We also had two other players who were on the academic all-league team, Gabe Rain and Kyne Spencer, who were unable to be here. As far as our season goes this year, wasn't necessarily super successful from a wins and losses standpoint. We had 20 freshmen. It's the largest freshman class that I've had in my 10 years here. It's a great, great thing to have that many kids, you know, excited about coming out for the soccer team, but it does present its own unique set of challenges. We were very small, very, very small. A little inexperienced, but what we lacked in success from a wins and loss standpoint, I think we more than made up for in a growth and development standpoint over the course of the season. We have incredibly coachable kids, extremely respectful kids in and out of the classroom, on the field. So we're super excited moving forward with this group, and we're excited to see what they do their sophomore through senior year. That being said, this is also the third year in a row that we have been voted as a top three team in the Central District for the Team Sportsmanship Award. Coach Cruz, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, the girls soccer team was the winner of the Team Sportsmanship Award this year as well. So that's awesome for them. Congratulations to them. And like I said, third year in a row for our boys team to be recognized as a potential nominee for the Team Sportsmanship Award, something I'm always proud of. And lastly, if Andrew Duska, can you stand briefly for me? I'm going to talk about Andrew for just a second. Not only was Andrew our lone all mid-state league performer on the first team, he was also a first team all central district performer. That's the first one that we've had in 4 years. The success that Andrew has on the soccer field, on the football field, cross country track, all of that is awesome. It's great. But in my opinion, the most impressive thing about Andrew is his dedication to really, really being a student athlete. Andrew's a senior, he's a two-year captain, but at the conclusion of his junior year last year, he graduated from college. Andrew has his associate's degree in cybersecurity, which is absolutely incredible. I bragged about it to all my coaching friends in the Central District. So sometimes this year, after they would beat us, they would say,
how do we beat you when you have a college player on your team?
It became a running joke over the course of the season. But it really is truly impressive to have somebody who's so dedicated to becoming a student athlete. It sets the tone for the guys behind him. He leads by example, one of the hardest working, best character kids I've ever been around. And he makes it really easy to say really good things about him. So I hope some of these younger guys, with it being such a big class, really took some lessons from him, took some notes from him, and we continue to have that level of success both in the classroom and on the field that he's had. So congratulations to Andrew. I am going to turn it over to the most recently named Central District Division III Coach of the Year, Tennyson Varney.
Thanks for everybody coming out here. I want to say, reiterate again, thank you to Superintendent Tyler and the Board of Education for coming out here and recognizing all the hard work of all the student athletes, right? Just not the football program, not just whatever program, but all of us, right? I think it's super important. I also claim Andy Duska, by the way. Great job, buddy. All right. Want to make sure we're all in agreement on that one. So, Chris Gray, he does a good job for us. Appreciate it. All right, real quick, before I start and say anything about our season, I want to make sure that I take time. We have something really special here as far as a football program throwback here. And one of those things, I have nine teachers in our building, and I want to make sure that I take the time to recognize these individuals. All right, check. I ended up doing this for 20 years because of football, screaming and warriors. So yeah, check me out. That's
yep.
Yeah, so it's a hot mic here. All right, okay. Sorry about that. Yeah, I just want to say, I want to introduce our coaches real quick, make sure that they are recognized. Max Hoyt, Kyle Anderson, Tyler Dugan, Michael Stanley, Kevin Klein, Brian Black, Joe Farsing, Andrew Casper Zach, Nick Gussler, and Tim Horn. Not only are they phenomenal teachers, they're of the utmost character, and they do a great job in the classroom and on the field. I'm very, very lucky. You know, he said that I was recent, you know, Coach of the Year. That's really great and all, but that is the staff award. All right, I'm very lucky to be around people who care as much as they do, and I want to say a thank you. Real quick, we had a pretty good season. We didn't finish as strong as we wanted, but, you know, we did really, really well this year. We were the third winningest team in school history. All right, behind two other 10-win teams, we were the first team in school history to go 9-0. All right, still a little painful at times, but it's all right. All right, want to make sure that we turn this over to our kids here, make sure that they're recognized. All right, league honors, real quick. I want the Deer Langston to stand up. All right, here's our early Godfrey Award winner in our league. What that is, it comes down to somebody who has excelled in the classroom, excelled outside of the classroom, right, in your community, and someone else who has really taken charge on the football field. I was honored to see that you got that. Buddy, you deserve every bit of that. I appreciate you. Thank you. All right, I want to introduce our first team guys here. The Deer, Josh Woods, Javon McBride, Bryson Haar, and Nick Morrow. Our second team. Carter Farrell, Marcus Morris, Kellel Beverly Aiken, Brady Holt, and then our honorable mention, Jaden Gerald, A.J. Kane Jackson, and Anthony Brooke. Just give those guys a round of applause. Want to recognize our all-academic. This was one of those things that was really great this year. You know, I talked, you know, if you've listened to anything I've ever said or if you care to listen, I always praise our kids and their character about how well they act, how they do inside the classroom, and this is just a reflection of that. The all-academic team, Jaden Frazier, Jovan McBride, Nadir Langston, Jesse Farrell, Caden Tanksley, Andrew Duska, Tyler Duska, Thomas Farrell, James Rice Rogers, and Bryson Haar. Let's give those guys a round of applause. We've got a lot of awards this year, so we'll keep going here real quick. All district awards. All right, I want to make sure that we recognize the Offensive Player of the Year, Division III Central District, Nadir Langston. He's the first Offensive Player of the Year that we've had, so that's impressive. All right, first team, Nadir, Bryson Haar, please stand up. Josh Woods, Jovan McBride, those are first team All-District. Second team, Nick Morrow, stand up please. Kyle L. Beverly Aiken, Brady Holt, and Jaden Gerald. Real quick about this team, there's some other things that we did record-wise, of breaking records, school records here. We were the most points scored with 439 points in a season. All right, and then we had Josh Woods shattered our all-time passing record here. He was 169 completions out of 247 attempts for 2,586 yards and 31 touchdowns. That is an unbelievable stat line for a high school quarterback. Also breaking our school record was Javon McBride, sophomore Javon McBride. Broke the record with 63 receptions, 1,239 yards, and 18 touchdowns offensively. Breaking another school record was Nadir Langston with 28 total touchdowns on the year. All right, 19 rushing, 7 receiving, and 2 defensive touchdowns. That's unbelievable. All of those things are really great. Those are all outstanding. But what really matters most is the character of this group. You know, we preach a lot of leadership and ownership, and it really has come together this fall inside of our hallways with our administration. You know, we're actually putting it into play, and we're teaching kids how to take ownership, how to be leaders in the hallways and not care what others think, lead by example. It's been phenomenal, and it has just trickled right into our football program. And I can't speak enough about what kind of character these kids have. The craziest thing that happened this year was in a heated game against Loon Carroll, when it was done, we received an email from the referee. And what his email was, it was talking about our staff on the sidelines and our kids during the game and how unbelievable they were. I think that's a reflection of our parents, our administration, our community, all right? And then lastly, our football coaching, right? Okay, I think that is something that we can all take pride in, right? It's something that's big and something we can grow from, right, and keep going. The other thing, too, is this is one of the best groups I've ever seen have a care factor, right? We talked all year about caring. What did we care about? You know, we're talking football has now become an 11-month-a-year job, right? It is no longer like it used to be in 1985 where you just showed up in August and you played, right? We're doing this at 5:30 in the morning. All right, we're talking 5:30 in the morning in January, February, right? I want these following guys to stand up if they're here right now. A.J. Kane Jackson, Bryson Haar, Marcus Morris, Thomas Farrell, Jacob Griffith, Nick Morrow, Isaiah Ratliff, Dylan Warner, Josh Woods, and Adair Langston. All right, the reason I wanted them to stand was those guys did not miss, all right? And if they did, it was for a very, very good reason, a 5:30 a.m. workout. All right, where we chose to get better. Now, unbelievable care factor. Thank you, guys. I appreciate you. I don't know who's going to be next and who's going to do it, but that's going to be really, really hard to have other people do that. Those guys are in 3 sports, right? We have to find a time to get bigger, stronger, and faster, and they did. And congratulations on a great year. All right, I'm super humbled to be a part of this program. All right, and I can't wait to see where the future holds. I appreciate you guys. Thank you very much. Yeah, can I have Alan Payne come up here, please? We want to say congratulations. Super proud of our middle school football program. All right. If many of you don't know, this is Coach Alan Payne. I was lucky enough to meet him a long time ago. When you talk about people who care, right, you will never find another middle school football coach who will put the time into making our program great like this. He's on our sidelines on Friday night. All right. All year long, he's in the barns at 6 o'clock at night trying to make your kids better, you know, both character and on the field. I can't thank him enough. Another undefeated MSL championship at the 8th grade level. All right, unbelievable. They are absolutely killing it down there. Great kids, great program. Excited to have those kids come on up, laying the foundation for the program. I appreciate you. Thank you. Yeah, absolutely.
Members of the board, any comments?
I'll go ahead and start. Can we have anybody who made academic all team stand up real quick? All eight. We have 38 kids made academic all eight. You know, we always stress so much about student athletes. This is a great example of what our schools have become. And I just want to go ahead and congratulate each and every one of them on what they've done. So.
I'll just jump in and say I'm humbled every single year, every time that we do a thing like this and we see just how to move to a different location because you have so many students to recognize and honor is an amazing thing. And I'm so proud of all of you, and thank you for taking time out of your evening when you obviously all have very busy schedules to be here tonight to allow us to appreciate you and all of the work that you've done. Thank you.
Okay, so can the parents stand up. Anybody that helps with football, volleyball, soccer, any sport, also stand up.
They're like, no.
So I don't know if my number's completely right. However, there were 45 seniors amongst the fall sports. I don't know if you're going to play another sport throughout your senior year, but if this was your last one, we're all very proud of you. If you go on to college to play more athletics in whatever sport you choose, good luck to you. But I've never seen that many seniors during the fall season, so congratulations to all of you. I have a lot of notes here, so I apologize. RJ Sandemeyer, are you here? Congratulations to you for the MESA Honor Society. Huge. She was featured on Fox 28, and this kind of goes hand in hand with athletics and just any trial that you have. And she talked about mental health for the students and some of the things that we're partnering with. So if you haven't had a chance to go out and look at that, I highly recommend it. That was a great thing that she did. So congrats to all the coaches on everything you've done this season. I was at every game, and the one game I couldn't attend, I was there via FaceTime. Of course, that was the one game that my son knocked it out of the park. So congratulations to all of the coaches. And then one last thing, some community service things that our school district is doing. November 6th through the 21st, there is a hat, glove, and sock drive. And then on the 27th of November through the 11th of December, we're doing a canned food drive. And then on December 4th through the 8th, we're doing a toy drive. So for parents that want to donate to any of those, you can bring that to your school with your child. And then we'll collect those. And then one last thing, the parents who had ideas for spirit ideas, I want to thank you. Keep them coming. I also want to thank the principals that collaborated with our parents to make those ideas come to life. This was by far one of the best seasons, not only football, but just throughout the community, that I saw all of us come together to really show, you know, that we care, and I hope to see that going throughout winter sports, spring, and just keep it going. So thank you for that.
Yes, to all the student athletes, you know, I've been around here for 60 years, and this makes me very proud to say I'm a Ranger, because you are representing us, and when coaches and refs and other people outside our community understand how committed, how kind, how respectful, and the education that goes along with all that, makes me very proud to sit up here and say, I'm an Ranger, and I hope you will be the rest of your life. Thank you.
One last thing that student athletes were taken care of, the parents were taken care of, the coaches were taken care of. There ain't a whole heck of a lot left to say, but I want you to look back later on in life, and you're going to remember the life lessons that you learned from your coaches and your other players. Things that's going to come back to you and say, you know, I have to do this or I have to do that in order to be successful. That's coming right from your coaches, and I hope you remember that. Your South Enders, your Rangers in the South End of Columbus, And that's something to be very, very proud of. It's in your blood. It's in your genes. At one time, this air base was every bit part of the Cold War, and your grandparents, they were right in there in the thick of it. And a lot of us is just blue-collar workers. And that's a lot to be proud of. So they didn't leave me much to talk. So thank you very much.
Okay. President Obert, that concludes that recognition before you guys take off. I just, I think behalf of Dr. Conley and I, it has been a pleasure watching you guys grow from kindergartners into what we are now. I have some really fond memories of those days over there. And seeing the product that we have here tonight, I think is something he and I appreciate a lot. And I really like what some of our coaches said. I think Mr. Obert kind of touched on this as well. The character aspect, something that we're working really hard as a district to try to instill in kids. It is really fun when we win. It's really hard when we lose, but there's character that we develop through both of those things. And you know, when you step back from it a little bit, I love when we're successful, but what I care more about is, you know, that we're teaching our kids those life lessons, that we're giving them something tangible to take with them the rest of their lives. I don't know. I just felt like we've always done a good job with that, but there's just something about this year's coaching staff, a lot of our seniors this year. I felt like we really did that to a high level. There was a lot of accountability in our programs. It's not just something for our parents to understand. You don't just show up and play. You know, you heard Coach Forney talking about that commitment to being in the weight room and doing some of those things. We have a lot of demands of them, and I think that's, you know, we've highlighted how successful they are academically. It doesn't surprise me, because when you have that high degree of accountability in aspects of your life, it tends to bleed over into other aspects of your life. I don't know. I'm really proud of our athletic program as a whole. I'm proud of these kids. Mr. Thompson, coaches, great work. Parents, thank you, and appreciate it. And that concludes our presentation, Mr. Obert. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Before everybody leaves, I just want to bring up one other aspect of what happens on a Friday night, and that's our band. Mm-hmm. You know, I know that they didn't get recognized for anything on the athletic side, but, you know, I want to say thank you to, you know, everybody who contributed to the band also. All our volunteers, and, you know, their dedication and effort that they put in is just as much as what some of these athletes put in on the practice field or in the competition. And I know I got to watch a lot of their halftime shows, and they did a great job on that. So I just wanted to make sure that everybody was there.
Okay. You want me to go ahead with Lisa's presentation? Give them a second.
Mr. Tyler.
Yes, sir.
I couldn't make it to the council meeting because I had eight cars in the morning.
It's okay, buddy. No worries. We'll see you in December, okay?
All right.
That's a good man.
That's a good man.
It is.
December.
Yeah, I do like a monthly student meeting.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. I just meet with that group of like 15 kids or 20 kids.
That's awesome. That's great.
I will take. Oh, I see her now. Okay. I was going to say, I've heard Lisa's here, but I couldn't find her. I'm going to go ahead and get her up here.
Yeah, next year. Let's bring in the band this year. We typically have a band in December, at least 13.
President Obert, we have one, should be very brief, presentation this evening. This is about our cafeteria services. Our head cook, Lisa Way, is good enough to be here this evening. Lisa, thank you for your time, and come on up to the podium. I'll let you use this mic, Lisa.
And just for clarification, this is a board members, you'll remember us doing this in the past. This is a Ohio Revised Code requirement that she has to come in and give this testimony. So here we go.
Good evening. I am here to report that we are in compliance with the USDA and the USDA Smart Snack rules. Anything that is sold in our cafeteria follows the USDA rules. All menus follow calorie, sodium requirements. All of this information is listed on our website. Thank you.
She brought a fan club.
And President Obert, that concludes our presentations.
Okay. Board's report. Dave, you want to start us off down there?
Well, like I said, I am very proud of our student athletes. And I agree that this is just a reputation. These students actually make our reputation from other schools, because that's where other schools meet our students, meet our coaches, play against each other. And the biggest thing I get out of all this is when we are the best sportsmanship and the best players, win or lose, sportsmanship and character is what really matters. So again, I'm very proud of all the student athletes. Thank you.
Okay.
So my personal report, I don't really have anything to share. But for my legislative report, we did have a person recommended for appointment to take over the new ODE. And there's been a recent flurry of some new bills coming forward. So we'll see how those kind of transpire over the holiday. They'll take their break and do their work behind closed doors, and then they'll come back and try to push a bunch of stuff through next month. So we'll see what comes up next month. We'll report.
Okay. Mr. Dahmer.
Other than what we've already said, I just want to congratulate everybody on the recent victories in the election. Congratulations to Mr. Ober, Maria Varney. Also congratulations to Angie Kirk, Derek, Mr. Flaherty. And then Belinda also. You know, we talk about our student athletes and, you know, our reputation, you know, the students that are here. But again, our reputation of people that are stepping up into public service and getting elected into the different positions is also starting to really trickle through. So I just want to congratulate everybody on that.
Thank you.
They already said everything, so I don't have anything else to say, but I will say happy birthday to Wally. That will be this Wednesday, so happy birthday.
Is that all?
That's it.
That's it. Okay. Thank you. You know, when I came on the board, we had and I'm just going to talk football, 0-13. And that coach wanted a raise and a 3-year contract. And the reason why we never won, and some of those games are just pure ugly, if you remember. When you lose over 40 points on a field, that's ugly. And something that we really need to look at and appreciate. These coaches, you know, we didn't bring in new kids for them. You know, what you've done with our young men and women is greatly appreciated. And I see my coach, he's 84 now, and when I see Coach Lair, I still say, "Hey coach, how you doing?" And some of the life lessons that he taught me about not quitting, you know, I've had all my life. So you guys really influence these young men and women. With that, I went to the state conference, but I'm not going to report on that tonight. I'll have a report the next meeting, so that's all I have, the report. So we'll move on to treasurer's report.
So I have several items on the agenda for your approval. The October financial statements, the resolution for Meta Solutions Natural Gas Service. We've been in that program. I would assume we've been in this program for over 10 years. It's been a very successful program. They made some modifications about 10 years ago, and it's been a very successful program for districts throughout Central Ohio, so I would highly recommend passing that. The appropriation amendment is for the security grant that we actually received last year. Unfortunately, the funds were encumbered in the general fund with the switchover with treasurers. I did not know that had taken place, so we have to appropriate the funds in the 590 fund and transfer those purchase orders over to the 590 fund. The five-year forecast is also available here for your approval. I would just make a couple of comments about highlights of the items where there's possible or probable variances over the course of the next 5 years. Real estate taxes, county auditor informed us months ago that residential values will increase 70% with the reappraisal. There's been some conversation at the state legislature as trying to create legislation to shrink the rate of increase. Based on that, I used 56% as the residential valuation increase. Later we get in the year, the less likely the legislator will pass legislation on this issue. Public utility, personal property. Data centers are heavy users of electricity. Because of this, the electric utilities invest significant dollars in new equipment to handle the new load. I think my estimates are probably conservative based on the new Google facility. The unrestricted restricted grants and aid is our state school funding. The forecast assumes they continue to phase in the Fair School Funding Plan. And I'm hopeful that this remains true, but I've been around long enough to see state legislatures go in multiple different directions, so we'll wait to see what happens there. On the expenditure side, the biggest change is that we're starting to we're coming to the conclusion of our federal ESSER funds. So in the current fiscal year 24, $2.8 million of salaries that were in the federal ESSER funds are coming back into the general fund, and then an additional $430,000 of salaries returned to the general fund from the federal ESSER funds in fiscal year 25 as well. Employee retirement insurance benefits, the one variable in any school district in the state of Ohio, it's health insurance costs. Right now I have them estimated to be 7% in 24 and then increase 8% annually. That should be okay, but you just never know when all of a sudden you have some catastrophic claims that really force the increases to go significantly above that. I mean, the forecast, we're in great shape. We start to spend down our cash reserve in the fourth year of the five-year forecast. We're still in good shape, even with that drawdown through the entire course of this forecast. And I always tell people, the farther you get in a forecast, the less reliable it becomes. I think I tend to be relatively conservative with my forecasts, so it would not surprise me that we're actually in the black in the fourth and fifth years of this forecast.
Okay. Well, that's your financial report, so now I want to go with a motion to accept the financial programs.
So moved.
Do you have a second?
Someday I'm going to get really quick at this. But but not today.
Okay, roll call.
Mr. Schutte.
Yes.
Mrs. Clark.
Yes.
Mrs. Isaac.
Yes.
Mr. Dahmer.
Yes.
Mr. Obert.
Yes. Superintendent's report.
Yeah, thank you, President Obert. Just two quick items here for me. One, I want to give an update on driver's training. I know some of the board's very interested in. We're progressing there. As a matter of fact, we came to an agreement to purchase a vehicle. We're not in possession of it yet. They're retrofitting it with the braking systems and stuff that are necessary, but that was one of the key elements to us being on time with this thing. So that thing, you know, we've made an agreement there to purchase. I actually ran into the two gentlemen who head this up for the Muskingum Valley ESE. They were at the Capitol Conference today. They're going to be in our district Thursday. We're going to have some conversations. So I think I'll know a little bit more, because I think the question I've been getting the most is, well, when are we going to be screaming this from the rooftops? And rest assured, we will be. But we want to make sure that our drivers aren't completing. They haven't completed their training yet. So we want to make sure that we're in a position to start accepting applicants when we start advertising this. So it is moving along, just I'll know more later in the week. Secondly, what I hope is gonna be the first annual, is that what we're going for? The first annual Mark Frazier Scholarship fundraiser performance will be in this room. It's November 30th, 6:30 p.m. The Dahmer parents are sponsoring this. Really cool event they have planned. They're going to have some of our alumni come back. They're going to do some performances here on the stage. They're requesting a $10 donation. Of course, all those proceeds will go to a scholarship in Mark's name. Probably the other really cool thing is at the end of that performance, Godfrey, is going to announce the play for this year. And I am very looking forward to that, because I know what the play is, and the kids know that I know what the play is, and I am tired of keeping that secret. It is challenging. So, yes, I have to, you know, she had me watch it and stuff, so anyhow. But no, so that's gonna be a great event. First time we're doing that, and I hope you're able to attend. And that concludes my report for this evening.
Okay, thank you. Need a motion to approve educational programs.
Mr. Tyler and I had some discussion about board policy around the emergency closings, and so he was going to clarify just for me to have clear in my head when I look back at the minutes exactly how it all.
Totally understood. So what Amber's referring to here, guys, is policy EBCD. In my time doing policy review, this is honestly probably the most challenging one, and I don't think I'm alone in that. Probably a number of my colleagues around the state would say the same thing. I don't want to go into great detail, and I was telling Amber I'll do my best to explain this, but I'm probably still going to confuse people. We're not alone in this. This is something that everyone's dealing with. So in simplest terms, I think legislation had the interest in removing blizzard bags from existence. So if you're not familiar, blizzard bags was basically just you could be out of school and just say, here's some worksheets, make up those worksheets, and that'll count as a day of attendance. You were allowed to do that up to 3 school days. We as a district never participated in that. We didn't think it was good instruction, so we never did it. Legislation's intent was to remove blizzard bags. So what they did, instead of just removing it, they offered a replacement to blizzard bags, which was you could put together a very detailed virtual instruction plan, and that would allow you to make up 3 days. We still had no interest in doing this. We just don't feel like it's the best instruction. Chris and I talked about this.
We could miss, I believe, 18 school days before we were ever in an hour situation. We needed to make up a day. Frankly, if we were in a position to, if we had missed that much school, I, as opposed to doing virtual days, I'd rather bring the kids back in. I mean, if we've missed that many days, let's do it right. So we have no interest in doing this. But the way it went into Ohio Revised Code made it as though we have to develop a plan for virtual instruction. And then everybody who does my job in the state is going, wait a minute, we were told we didn't have to do this unless we wanted blizzard bags. So basically, I called our attorney, and he's like, you're not my first call. I'll send you a paragraph. We're preparing something for all of our clients. So he sent me a paragraph. The paragraph you see here makes us legal. And in simplest terms, what it says is, in a year in which the board would choose to do one of these plans, you have to develop a plan. His logic is, we're not actually breaking the law unless we would make these days up without having a plan. So we're trying to make ourselves legal, though we really have no intention of doing this. The paragraph that we have here for you guys makes this legal. We're fine with that. Don't question that piece. Amber's point that her and I were discussing, if you just read this policy, you don't understand what it's saying. I agree. I think we can maybe make this a little more clear, and her and I will continue to collaborate on this. So what I'm going to ask of you is, if you would please approve this policy this evening, that puts us in compliance, and then we'll look for ways to make an unclear subject more clear. So potentially, guys, next month, a month after, I'll put this back on. It won't change the legality of it, but might clarify a little bit what it is that we're trying to do, if possible.
That's all I have. Thank you.
Sure.
Okay. I understand it about as much as I did before.
Thank you.
Okay, roll call.
Mr. Schutte.
Yes.
Mrs. Clark?
Yes.
Mrs. Isaac?
Yes.
Mr. Dahmer?
Yes.
Mr. Obert?
Yes. Okay, 11. Need a motion for personnel certificated.
So moved.
Second.
Any comments or questions?
I just failed to say this in the last round. I just wanted to also acknowledge that we have a continuation of our contract.
Yes.
That's exciting to see that we have that, you know, taken care of and moving forward.
I'll just add, it was a pleasure to work with those ladies, primarily Nancy on this one, but thank you, and look forward to continuing a great year. Thanks, guys.
Ready? Roll call.
Mr. Schutte?
Yes.
Mrs. Clark?
Yes.
Mrs. Isaac?
Yes.
Mr. Dahmer?
Yes.
Mr. Obert?
Yes. Now, need a motion for personnel classified.
So moved.
Second.
Any questions? Any comments? Okay. Hearing none, let's go with roll call.
Mr. Schutte?
Yes.
Mrs. Clark?
Yes.
Mrs. Isaac?
Yes.
Mr. Dahmer?
Yes.
Mr. Obert?
Yes.
Nothing tabled or executive.
Nothing tabled, no executive session. Let me get down to the adjournment. Roll call.
Mr. Schutte?
Yes.
Mrs. Clark?
Yes.
Mrs. Isaac?
Yes.
Mr. Dahmer?
Yes.
Mr. Obert?
Yes.
7 p.m.
Well, thank you.